Alex Socarraz of Ortho Clinical Diagnostics, welcome to Microscopio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Could you please provide a quick overview of Ortho and your role there?
Well, maybe I'll start a little bit telling you about Ortho and then tell you about me. So Ortho is a company that has been in the in vitro diagnostic space for over 75 years. We are a top in vitro diagnostics company. Our businesses are focused predominantly in two key areas, the clinical laboratory space, which is mostly chemistry and immunoassay technology, as well as immunohematology, where we are the market leader with the number one market share position there. My role is the Executive Vice President of Global Commercial Operations, where I lead the company's Basically, anything that touches a customer from sales, service, and global marketing for the regions, making sure that our customer operations are well suited to the market needs and to achieve the objectives of the company.
And since Ortho became independent about 2 years ago, what has the company been focusing on and what is driving its strategy?
You know, that is a great question. Ortho, one of the big things that has been happening at Ortho for the last couple of years has been really driving the stand-up activities from the company. As you probably know, private equity firm acquired the Ortho business from Johnson & Johnson back on June 30th of 2014. In the last 2 years, we have focused our strategy and redefined our path forward in the market. We have reinvigorated our focus on growth in all markets around the world where we do business. We have been able to really define clearly what our path is going to be to differentiate ourselves from the competition with our strategy on focusing on the core and our key lines of business and making sure that we are delivering on our objectives in those key lines of businesses. And probably the thing that we're most proud about is the fact that after a time, Ortho has been able to launch many new products to the market. We've launched two new revolutionary analyzers in the immunohematology space, which, as I mentioned, we're the global market leader on, and also some key new assays for our immunoassay franchise, which I think are going to be very important for our business going forward, and that were technologies and advancements that our customers were really looking to us for. And I think they're very happy to see the progress that we're making.
Ortho is very well known for its vitro system. Are there any other new products or systems technologies in the pipeline?
Yes, I will. Well, first of all, I will tell you that, you know, on the immunohematology side, we just introduced two new systems. They're called the OrthoVision and OrthoVision Max. These are the types of analyzers that a blood bank would use to do blood typing and cross-matching, which I think are very important parts of the acute care industry that we play in. And the Vision and Vision Max really are revolutionary because they change the way that a customer manages their workflow, taking analyzers that have traditionally been batch testing analyzers or batch testing technologies to more random access and being able to run a sample as it arrives into the lab, being able to deliver in more important and critical turnaround time that is so important for the blood bank these days. So I think here Ortho is really standing apart from the rest of the industry and bringing revolutionary new technology to the market. As it refers to our vitro systems, we are very, very focused. And as part of that focus on the core strategy, we are working very hard to deliver the next generation of vitro's platforms, which will increase the throughput of our technology, which is something that our customers have been asking us for, and endeavor to also expand the menu of vitros, both on chemistry, using our revolutionary dry slide technology, as well as our immunoassay part of the menu, which are very critical focus areas for us right now. So a lot of work going on to ensure that in the future we can deliver new technologies, new products that our customers have been really asking us for the last several years.
What trends are you seeing in the clinical laboratory space, and how is Ortho keeping pace with those changes?
Well, you know, one of the things that we're seeing in the lab space, and I think this is pretty universal around the world, is we're seeing probably some major trends. You know, the first is consolidation. And I think more and more we see that with the push towards standardization and managing of reimbursement in key markets and being able to manage the economics of healthcare, this is really driving that consolidation approach and standardization, meaning that there are, you know, a lot of hospitals and a lot of healthcare customers that are merging, and we're seeing that tendency happen all over the world, most prominently in the developed markets like the US and Europe, but now beginning to come in areas like China and other major markets around the world. So that's happening, and that's one of the trends that we see. We also see a clear trend towards automation and process improvement in the laboratory in order to deliver better quality and support customers in managing the costs of their operation as efficiently as possible. So these are trends that we clearly see and trends that Ortho is working actively, not only to respond to today, but also preparing itself to continue to respond to in the future.
And what differentiates Ortho from its peers?
You know, I would say that Ortho really stands apart because of our technology. And when you think of our Vitros technology, we are different from everybody else. We have a technology called the dry slide technology, and our analyzers are the only ones in the world that don't require water when compared to the other top competitors in the market. And I'm talking about, you know, in the general chemistry and immunoassay space. We believe that's very relevant because one of the big challenges around the world today is water and sustainability. And the quality of the water that is required to run clinical chemistry analyzers is becoming a critical issue in many places. Our technology not only offers the ability to run without using water, but it also provides significantly higher quality that we believe is a differential advantage for many of our customers. It is also very efficient cost-wise, because the level of waste that you get from dry technology versus traditional wet chemistry is significantly better. So we believe that differentiates us significantly from a technological standpoint. On the other hand, now being the only completely independent standalone in vitro diagnostics company gives us the ability to be very customer centric and focused on delivering simplicity, agility, and the type of relationship that our customers want to have with a partner that is simple to do business with. And one of the things that we were very proud to receive just a couple of months ago is US ServiceTrack, which is an independent third-party organization that looks at service levels within the IVD industry in the US, actually named Ortho number one in service, which I think is really great, and that comes as a consequence of surveys that they do with many of the customers themselves and the customer's voice. So we're very happy to see that focus on the customer is being seen by our customers, is being recognized by the industry, and that Ortho is being able to achieve significant milestones in that space. That's certainly part of where our focus is.
How does Ortho view emerging markets? Are they a priority? Is there a growth potential?
I think the answer to the growth potential question is a resounding absolutely yes. We clearly see that the emerging markets are an integral and important part of the growth strategy of the in vitro diagnostics industry, and they're definitely a key part of what Ortho sees as a key priority in our strategy. As part of our stand-up activities, we've taken very meaningful decisions to ensure that even in some emerging countries where the business today may not be so large, that we bet on the future and stand up the company in countries like Chile, in countries like Colombia, in Latin America, in countries like Philippines and Thailand, in Asia Pacific, to ensure that we have a presence that will allow us to keep growing and keep contributing to those markets. And in many ways, that technology that I alluded to before is exceptionally positioned to support customers in the emerging markets, because as we know, the emerging markets bring different challenges that our customers need to respond to there. And I believe our technology is uniquely able to respond to some of the needs that they have, like the water example that I gave before. So they are definitely a priority. We definitely see the growth potential, and our focus is definitely there.
What is Ortho's view of the Latin American clinical diagnostic sector, and what are the opportunities and challenges?
Well, you know, Latin America is one of our most important regions. It is not one of our largest, but definitely one of our most important ones. And from a market share perspective, globally, Latin America is one of the regions where Ortho has one of its largest market shares in the clinical laboratory space. So it's an area that we put a lot of focus into, and we have a very significant business in Latin America. You know, one of the things that we've seen in the last couple of years is it's been a little bit of a challenge for the Latin American economies, and I think we've felt the strengthening of the belt for many of our customers. I think with the global strengthening of the dollar, it has made some of our Latin American currencies a bit weaker, and most notably in Brazil, and some of the other key countries like Colombia have experienced significant devaluation of their currencies. So these are challenges that our customers are trying to respond to, and that we as a company are trying to find ways to partner with them to manage through those challenges in such a way that not only we continue to be present, we continue to support them, but ensure that we do everything possible to remain a trusted partner in those markets for those customers. And in fact, this year we were very pleased to see, because despite all of that economic turmoil that's going on, Ortho is still posting some pretty nice growth numbers in Latin America. So we're very happy with the progress that we're making, and it looks like our strategy of being customer-centric, close to the customers, and ensuring that we differentiate how our technology solves their problems is making a difference.
Does Ortho have any Latin American-specific initiatives? And what are the growth drivers in this market?
Yes, one of the areas, we're very strong in clinical laboratories, but one of the areas that we feel is very important for Latin America, and I've been around and talked to many customers, is this area of where we have key expertise in blood banking and our immunohematology technologies. You know, one of the biggest challenges that our customers have in the blood bank space is ensuring that whatever technology they use, and especially their processes and protocols, lead to a safer blood supply. That is to say that when a patient has to be transfused, it's important for the unit of blood that is selected to be compatible with that patient and that they don't have, you know, a reaction to that blood. In this, Ortho is working very hard not only to deliver technologies that help our customers truly make the blood supply safer, but working as a partner in professional development and education to ensure that physicians know the implications of how those decisions are made, what technologies are able to deliver, and, you know, essentially why, you know, automation in the blood bank space is very important to ensuring that we minimize errors and improve quality. Because one error in the blood banking environment could mean one life lost, and one life lost is one life too many. So Ortho wants to be the partner that helps make that the best that it can be. I also wanted to say that we are also focused on delivering laboratory automation solutions to the Latin America market and ensuring that we help customers in our clinical lab areas improve workflow and ensure that they improve quality. And in the drive to seek standardization, we also want to be there with flexible and scalable solutions that help them meet their needs, not only in larger labs, but also in smaller labs. So here as well, we are developing a portfolio of products that responds to those needs. And specific to automation, we recently launched our Vitros Automation Solutions, which is our next generation automation track, which endeavors to connect several of our instruments together with pre-analytical capability and post-analytical capability in order to really help customers deliver efficient workflow to their laboratories, especially as they go higher up in the food chain of volume.
What are Ortho's current global initiatives?
Well, as I said, I think expanding our leadership in immunohematology is very critical. Driving our automation strategy is very important because we feel it is meaningful to the consolidation and standardization needs of the market. Expanding our immunoassay menu is a key area of focus, and ensuring that Ortho grows above market in every market that we participate in is very, very important. As I mentioned, I believe that our technology is differentiated from that of our competitors, And we believe that it offers a differentiated advantage to our customers to help them really make their processes more efficient, lean, and higher quality. So in this, I think that we are very focused in ensuring that as a solution provider, Ortho can be a partner, and that our customer-centric approach means that Ortho is the most trusted partner that they can choose because we're a simple partner to do business with, and they know that they can count on us when looking to their laboratory diagnostic needs.
And what are the greatest barriers in the diagnostics space globally?
Well, you've probably read a lot in the newspaper about many austerity measures that are happening around the world, or the need to offer more universal coverage. And I think one of the biggest challenges that it brings, that the laboratory diagnostic field is experiencing globally, is the crunch on reimbursement and the active measures being taken by certain governments through austerity measures to try to reduce the amount of testing and better manage and control the economics of healthcare. I think the healthcare field is an exceptional field to be in, mostly because we have a very significant and growing customer base. Population growth is happening. People are getting older around the world. And, you know, about 70% of the information that a physician uses to make decisions is derived from a laboratory test of some sort. So therefore, the diagnostics industry is a good industry to be a part of, but our customers every day are faced with how to do it more efficiently, in a more lean manner, and with lower costs. And I think not only are they having to do that because in order to survive, but it's also true that they're doing that to respond to their customers, which in some cases are their own governments that are saying, hey, I need to do this more cost efficiently, and we need to reduce the reimbursement on these tests. And in order to do the same at a lower price, they need to become more efficient and find ways to weed out waste from the processes. And I think that's a big challenge that companies like Ortho are positioning ourselves to help our customers be able to respond to those emerging challenges and needs.
Thank you, Alex Acaraz.